Welcome to the combat training episode for fleas. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document and an internal questionnaire. Fleas are small wingless creatures that seek warm-blooded animals to feed on. Quite often, that's our pets, but occasionally it can be us. To get rid of them, you need to be thoroughly treating your home and your pet. How to spot a flea? Adult fleas are dark mahogany in colour, around 2 millimetres long, and they lay tiny white eggs. Look like tiny balls, 1 millimetre in size. The life cycle of the flea. To combat fleas, it's good to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupa to adult. Fleas lay around 1,000 small white eggs. These are laid after the female has a blood meal. Eggs are laid in the fur of the host. Then the eggs drop off into bedding or onto floors. These eggs take between 3 and 7 days to hatch into larvae. Larvae pupate after 3 to 4 weeks. They form a cocoon and emerge as soon as they can feel the vibration of a host nearby, like a cat or a dog. If there isn't a host nearby, for example, if a property is empty but the previous tenant had a flea infestation, these pupa will lay dormant for a period of months until a new host moves in. What they eat? Blood. Adult fleas are parasites that live on the blood of mammals. They mostly feast on cats, dogs, and rodents, but can feed on humans too. Larvae are not parasitic. They feed on the skin of the host and the feces or droppings of the adult fleas. Where they live. Animal fare. Eggs are commonly laid amongst the hairs of your pet. Pet bedding. They thrive in hot, humid conditions, especially if the bedding is under or near a radiator. They live in carpets and floorboards, and the cracks between the boards are especially good for housing fleas. Upholstery, sofas, armchairs, etc. behind the skirting boards, in dust, fluff, anywhere in your home. How to spot you've got a flea problem. Excessive scratching and grooming of your fleas, of your cats, dogs. Cats are especially prone to flea infestations, and they often get them round their head and their necks. Crusting of your dog's fur. Dogs often get fleas on their hindquarters. Sightings. Fleas or flea feces in your animal's fur or bedding, and bites on your ankles. These are red blotches. They can be itchy, and if the bites are above the waist, the upper body, the arms, the head, this could be a human flea or bed bug problem. For our team members, please visit other episodes. Ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing professional development. And we will leave it there.